Even though parenting comes with challenges that are expected, can even be planned for, strangely enough, they can still disrupt the smooth sailing of the family and the home. Today's world and reality add to those planned challenges as your children are exposed to violence and harsh images, which create fear and confusion in them. As a parent, you are expected to have the answers and rebuild a feeling of safety and security within your children, which, yeah, can be easier said than done in some cases. My next guest is a preschool founder and children's book author who joins us this morning with some advice on how to talk with your children about the reality that they're being exposed to. She's the founder and CEO of the London Day School in Florham Park, New Jersey, author of a series of really great, fun, educational children's books that are designed to help kids deal with the world around them. We say good morning to Danielle Linder. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Chris.
And the website for Danielle's school is, you're assuming the obvious, you are correct, londondayschool.com. I thought back when I was reading up about this segment, Danielle, and remember back with the Clinton impeachment trials, and for some reason they wound up having a session on a Saturday morning. It started like around 9, 10 o'clock, whatever the time happened to be. Of course, back then, that's when Saturday morning cartoons were still on, and I had ABC on, and Peter Jennings came out with a special report. But before he started the official talking about here's what's going on, he actually took time to talk to the kids and to the parents secondary to explain that there's going to be some adult talk going on because of the nature of what was going on with Bill Clinton at that time and the Monica Lewinsky situation. And Jennings actually played the role of a parent in a way, saying to the kids, it's the stuff that probably you don't want to watch. It's not going to be your normal cartoon stuff. And I thought, you know, that's something that I think a skill that a lot of parents are lacking of, or they go overboard and they try to shield their children away from everything to do with the real world. We've heard stories about, you know, parents that don't want to have their kids exposed to violence, so they don't let them play sports, don't even let them watch sports. And there's social skills that are removed from kids from that way. Is that true? How difficult is it to find that middle ground where children could be a part of reality but not damaged by reality?
Yeah, I think it's very hard, and it becomes harder and harder as kids are exposed to more and more media. And you really can't shield them if they have a phone, if they have an iPad, if you put the news on, if they're watching TV. And sadly, I don't think that like a Peter Jennings situation would happen again, because it's so prevalent that it's on all the time, and I think it's pretty sad. And I think we have to just come to the reality that we need to teach our kids how to deal with these situations, not necessarily avoid them, because I don't think it's going to be avoidable.
So rather than waiting for the child to be exposed to something, is it better for parents to be aware of, you know, what's happening around the world and just assume that, well, there is a chance that John or Tammy is going to come across and channel surf past CNN, for example, and see some of that raw footage, as they call it, and think that, you know, children, especially younger ones, aren't really clued into geography as
right.
far as a young child knows. That could be the backyard down in the house down the street.
Yeah, I think it's important that we have an open dialogue with our children, but not to the point where we're putting things in their heads that they may not have seen. So, you know, for example, I think it's good to sit around the dinner table and talk about the day, and you talk about things going on in the world in school, and asking your children what they know before you put something in their head. So I wouldn't say, oh, did you hear about the shooting today? But if they said to you, Mom, I heard that there was something at a school and there was a shooting, then they're opening up the dialogue, and you don't want that just floating around in their head. I think that's when you talk to them about, you know, well, what did you hear? Tell me how that made you feel. And then talk about it in the context of, you know, why these things might happen, and but you are going to be safe. And then I think it's also important to keep things very structured in their life as much as possible so that they feel some sense of continuity.
In your experience with preschool-age children, what have you seen develop over the last couple of years as these incidences of everything from terrorism to school shooting to natural disasters seem to be happening at more and more rapid pace each and every year?
Absolutely. And I think parents will come to us all the time and say, what do I do if my child asks me about this? What do I say? And how do I address these things? And You know, it's always different with every child because certain children are very sensitive and certain children, you know, may not be so sensitive. But I like to say try to take a sandwich approach. So start off with something light, a little light. You know, how's your day? I heard you had a great soccer game today. And, you know, oh, you wanted to talk about this issue that happened. And, yeah, things happen. And, you know, we don't always know why they happened, but you're very safe. And then finish it off with something else pleasant. So, you know, tomorrow when you go to school, we're going to do, you know, you're going to have a great art class. Try and keep things on a positive note for kids and point out, yes, there are bad things that happen, but there are so many other great things that happen in the world. And try and point those things out to them and be consistent. So if you say, I'm picking you up at 3 o'clock today, be there at 3 o'clock. Kids need consistency so that they're not always... so that they're not afraid. They need to know that there is normalcy in life, and I think that will keep their worries at bay, hopefully.
Oh, Danielle Linder, who is the founder and CEO of London Day School in Florham Park, New Jersey, and author of a series of children's books, which you can find on Amazon.com as well. LondonDayschool.com is the website for her education facility, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. There are kids, like it or not, Danielle, who maybe through the nature of themselves or the lack of communication skills by the parents, there's a wall between the two sides, and you get those one-word answers, how was school today? Fine. Did you do anything today? Yeah. When a parent is facing that language barrier, what are some of the physical or emotional or behavior signs that they have to be looking for?
Well, what we do at our school is we take a Socratic questioning approach. So when we're in a circle and we're trying to talk about issues or even just trying to teach a lesson, we try to ask questions that don't ask for a yes or no answer. So instead of asking, how was your day today, tell me something that you did today that made you feel happy. Or tell me something that you did today that worried you or you wanted to talk more about. Ask kids questions that encourages dialogue rather than those yes or no answers, because that's all you'll get if you ask yes or no question. If you say, what did you do in school today, no matter how old they are, whether they're 4 or 14, you're probably going to get nothing. You know, they're probably going to say nothing. So what book did you read today? What was your favorite part? Did you talk about current events today? What did you talk about? I think you have to be more engaging with kids.
It makes sense. And be doing interviews all these years, I can tell you right, you're on the mark with that. Obviously, what you give someone is what they're going to give you back.
So that's
if you give the opportunity of, oh, I can get through this with one or two words, whew, that's good.
That's right.
I want to talk about your books, too, because you start off with Sophia the Snail, and you go through with Rupert the Puppy, who ran out of tears, Betsy B, the little bear, learned how to share and care. Your books are really become, by my perception at least, a family experience where you really, both the parent and the child, can learn what they're in need of through and to help each other through with the stories and the characters you create.
Thank you. Yeah, the books are really created under the guise of a character education series to help teachers and parents talk to kids about issues and subjects that might be difficult for them to explain. You know, one of them, the Rupert, the puppy that runs out of tears, he's basically a puppy that doesn't know how to use his words, and he doesn't know how to communicate rather in any other way but, you know, pound his feet and stomp and scream. So it's kind of that type of thing where it opens up the dialogue for teachers and parents to talk to kids about how to communicate more effectively. And all the books, I think, are geared towards kids, but in a way that gives kids credit for being smart enough to understand these concepts. So I think, like, even with Sophia, she's afraid of the dark, and instead of saying, just, oh, don't be afraid of the dark, you'll be fine, it kind of explains in the scientific way that, you know, there are shadows, and it's made by light dancing on the wall, and it explains to kids, because they are smart, and I think we can't just dismiss kids, and that's for any topic. We don't want to dismiss them. We want to explain to them and do it in a way that's easy for them to understand, but not be dismissive.
And you can find Danielle's books at Amazon.com. And again, they really do become a family experience. As far as what Danielle imparted here with her experience and wisdom, bottom line is, parents, you have to be honest with your kids about reality, because reality out there is always going to be honest, and you don't want to have to be catching up with that honesty, because you are there to be the guide and the protector and the educator and the teacher and the caregiver. It's a lot, but you know that's what you signed up for when you wanted to become a parent, and it's a responsibility that you have to adhere to or not let the reality out there overtake what you need as far as your responsibilities in your home and with your family. Learn more about the London Day School in Florham Park, New Jersey. It's Danielle's education facility in londondayschool.com. Danielle Linder, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, Chris. It was a pleasure.